We're learning Masech, the Shabbos, Daf Kavdal and Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, HaKaisish Te'eisis Pelam Echad Chayiv, Tu Eisis Echayiv, Kasa B'dyoi B'sam B'sikri B'kumas of a Kankantayim U'b'chol Dover Shuhu Reishim. When you write it with any type of ink, whether it's ink, or it's red ink, or kumas, Kankantayim, all these different types of inks, which the Gemara explains, all these things are Chayiv, U'chol Dover Shuhu Reishim, as long as it's a Reishim. The Lashon HaRambam is, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Tetzvav, Ein HaKosef Chayav Asher Dover HaReishim V'Oimid. Something which lasts. Has to last. If it doesn't last, you potter. Later the Mishnah says, Kosef B'mashkim B'mei Peiris V'Avik Jochem V'Chol Dover She'Einem Miskayim. If it doesn't last, potter. That's what you say. There has to be written with something which is Reishim, which lasts, not if it doesn't last. Now how long does it have to last to be Chayav? The Chayav is a steam in the Mishnah Berurah about this. The Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Gimel, it's not about Kesef. The Mishnah Berurah is discussing, the Shulchan Aruch is discussing braiding the hair. And braiding the hair is Durabana. And the Mishnah Berurah says one of the reasons why braiding the hair is Durabana is because it's Ein Seifel Liskayim. Shemedes Lestira, it's meant to take off. It's Ein Seifel Liskayim, it's a Medes Lestira. So the Sharetzian, this is in Siman Shin Gimel, the Sharetzian is Eis Samaches. He says in the beginning of Perek HaBayin, it says that Zeh Klal Kol Oisim Malachim Malachim Miskayemis B'Shabbos Chayiv. So the Shaila is, what does it mean Malachim Miskayemis, and what does it mean Malachim Miskayemis B'Shabbos? Rashi there teaches Kol Oisim Malachim Malachim Miskayemis means that people don't add to this Malacha. Nothing to do with the Malacha lasting. The Malacha, no one adds to this Malacha, and B'Shabbos is not going back on how much it's Miskayim, because in Rashi it's not the point. B'Shabbos means it's on the Oisim Malachakai. But the Rambam teaches, Kol Oisim Malachim Malachim Miskayim is B'Shabbos Chayiv, means it has to last that Shabbos. So Tainit the Sharetzian there, Oibazai, the Mishnah here that says that Mashkin may pay Rasapot because it's not Miskayim, you're going to have to say that it's not even Miskayim for the whole Shabbos. If you have a liquid which will be Miskayim Al Kapanim the whole Shabbos, already you'd be chayiv. According to Rashi, it's not mukrich. According to Rashi, maybe asim miskayim tomid, not just yom Shabbos, he says. So that's what he's playing about braiding the hair. Maybe braiding the hair is miskayim for Shabbos. He's not sure. But Al-Kaponim, there he says with a clarkite that according to the Rambam Al-Kaponim, as long as it's miskayim for Shabbos, you chayiv. Now he brings the Rambam in Perek Tes, Halacha Yud Gimel, that Rambam is talking about Tseveya, and there he says that if you Tseveya, the Rambam's mufurish that as long as it can last that Shabbos, already it could be chayiv. But that's the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Shin Gimel. But b'mkaymai in Hilchos Ksiv in Siman Shin Mem, the Bi'alacha in Siv Dalad, he brings that sugya, kasev b'meitaria, avar, etc., shichar, that's chayiv, and they're all called miskayim. And he says, and the Rajman Shabbos Naf Kufta Zavim and Bey says like this, because the Rajman there asks a kasha, the Gemara there says, the question was, svarim that are written in Sam, in Sikra, in Kankantaim, in Kuma, are you allowed to save them there at Lake of B'Shabbos? They have a din of a sefer. The Gemara was clarifying that maybe they don't have a din of a sefer because they're not miskayim. So, fact, but here it says it's Sam Sikra, Quiz Kantam on Miskayim. There it says they don't have a din of a sefer because the Ksav is not Miskayim. And here it says they are Miskayim. So, what's Ipshat? So, Zot the Rajba, in order to be a sefer, it has to be Miskayim Loilam. It has to last. But in order to be called the Ksav, it has to be Miskayim. The Nusach of the Rajba is it has to be Miskayim Ksas. The intention is not that it shall last forever. The intention is you want it to last for a certain amount of time so you can remember. But it doesn't have to last forever. So male, that's what he tain is. If you write in a pencil, even though the pencil wears out eventually, but you still have the Rajib Zagdara, that it could last for a time that people would write it for a safer Zechroinus. So the Rajib is Mefurish, that if it's just Miskayim for Shabbos, you'd be potter. At least has to be Miskayim for the derech of people to write Lezikaren, that's more than Shabbos. That's not just one day. Azay Lechura. It doesn't sound like from the Rajba that one day is enough. So maybe the Rashba held, like Rashi, that when it says Umlachta Miskayemis B'Shabbos, it's not going on Umlachta Miskayemis B'Shabbos. It's going on Umlachta Miskayemis, and the Eisu is B'Shabbos. But really, you need the Umlachta Miskayem more than that. Al Kaponim by Ksiva, it wouldn't be called a Ksiva if it doesn't last, that Al Kaponim people would normally write this in the Sefer Zichronis. They're not writing up the Sefer, it should last forever, but at least for a certain time, they should be able to have it in the future. But Yesh La'ir L'Chayr, on the Mishnah Berurah early in Sin Shem Gimel, that maybe by Ksiva, besides for the regular din that every Malacha on Shabbos have to be Miskayim, and that maybe Miskayim L'Shabbos is enough for Das Rambam. But by Ksiva, it sounds like there's another din. Because the Gemara Shtel Suhe Hilchas Gittin. When the Gemara says, La'suyeh Mai, and the Gemara says, La'suyeh Hadu Tani Abchanina Kosme Tayyar V'Avtsa Kosher. And Rashi says, Kosher will a get. We're talking about Hilchas Gittin. Since by get is kosher, that's why by Shabbos it's called a ksiva. So it sounds like if it's not kosher by get, it wouldn't be called a ksiva to mechayev by Shabbos. Now by get there's no din you need melechus machsheves. By Shabbos the din you need melech demeskayemes. The chayit it's a din of melechus machsheves. If Shabbos is not called the melechus machsheves, it's not a kosher melech if it's not meskayemes. By Shenken by get doesn't have such a din. Get you need a ksiva. Vaisti is a ksiva that's not meskayim, is b'chol not a ksiva. So in order to be a ksiva, could be need more than Shabbos. What the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Gimel brings down, the Gabe Ksav, that a kiyum for Shabbos is good enough, that's by other malachas. But by ksiva, it sounds like there's another din, which telling us to Hilchas Gittin. The same din of Mashkin and Meperis, that are no good here, is no good by Gittin. The same chiddush that Taryan Afs is good is the same chiddush by Gittin. So stam din in ksiva. So by ksiva there's no din of Shabbos. The din is, has to be in the sky, and like the Rashba's Nusach, at least the way normal people write things from like a Sefer Zikaron. So shtikal aron the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Shin Gimel. Now could be it could be Mekayim what the Mishnah Berurah says, because the emphasis is a machlokes Rashba and the Rambam here. The Rashba if an art says, "Umihachav mash with the hilchas Shabbos kahilchas gittin." Now, by gittin, tainit the Rashba, you don't only need that it should be with the davar shel kiyama. In other words, the ink should be davar shel kiyama. It has to be diyoi or sam or sikra or kumis or kankanta, which is called the davar shel kiyama, but not by mashkin meperis avik drachim v'chuli. But you also need it should be on a davar shel kiyama. If you have it on Ali Krishan, Ali Betzolim, Ali Chazirin, Ali Yerokis, and Davashena Shal Kayama, by Gittin it's not a get. And by Shabbos it's Pater, as I state in the Rajput. But the Rambam seems to be Mechalik between the two. The Negeya, the ink, the thing you're using for the Ksiva, there has the same din. But by Shabbos, the Rambam says, "In a case of chayav v'chikta v'davar reishin v'aymit, kagayim diyari shacha sikur kumis kankantam, v'yichtev al davar shemiskayim, kagayim ar, klaf, naya v'etzik yitzvei, avakase v'davar she'en v'shuma aymit, v'mashkinu me'peiris, oy shakase v'diyari kaitzvei al ala yirakas v'davar she'en aymit, pater." Now, much like the Rajba says, both the ink and the thing you're writing on has to be miskayim. But in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Dalet, he writes, "Ein kaisin as they get ela bidavah shirishuma oimiga in deoi sikra kumas kankanta mekeitzabet. Avon kasa bidavah she'ein oimiga mashkin apes yoisim ein eget." But he doesn't write anything about what you're writing it on. He says, "Ala kol kaisin as they get." And when he says keitzad, he says keitzad kaisvel ala nayer mochik val diftra val cheris val olin. And on leaves. And here he says, klar, that ala yirokais, You're not Yetzer. So interesting, this alone, the Mishnah Berurah brings us down here in Simon Shin Mem. But he says there's no chilik. He says the Rambam in Gittin is talking about Alei Zayis, and Alei Zayis, even by Shabbos Yechayiv, and that's what Kam Rishayim say, that Alei Zayis is called the Davar Miskayim, but other Ola not. And that's the same thing by Shabbos and by Gittin. But Lamai said the Rambam's not Mashmanaway. The Rambam says Olin. But even more than that, there's another shtickle, which the Achreinim read us, that the Rambam Lagabe Shabbos says that a kirei al ha'or ketav this ksav is chayiv mishum kaisiv, but roishim al ha'or ketav this ksav is potter. If you rip out on a ha'or ketav this ksav yichayiv, you have ripped into the ur, ketavnis ksavis chayiv, but if you reishim al ur, you make a impression into the leather that looks like a ksav, you potter, because it's not miskayim. But the Rambam in Hilchas Gittin says, hamakrei al ur tavnis ksav, it's perek dal lachazayin, hamakrei al ur tavnis ksav, oisha reishim al ur tavnis ksav, erez a kosher. Lahedibing mechalik by reishim al ur tavnis ksav between Shabbos and Gittin. Now there's a whole tumult about it. There's a tesefta by Shabbos, a tesefta by Gittin, is Yushami. We can't go into it. But the bottom line is, the Rambam came out that by Shabbos, Roshim al-Ur Ketavnis Ksav is Potter, and by Gittin he says, Roshim al-Ur Ketavnis Ksav is a good get. What should be the chilek? So the Pri Chodesh, in Shulchan Aruch Simon Kuvchav Dalet, in the Beis Shmuel there, was in Simon Kuvchav Hei, the Beis Shmuel, they say the chilek is, because by Gittin all you need is a ksav. So for a ksav, the ink has to be a davar miskayim. But the thing you're writing on doesn't have to be davar miskayim. And that's why the Rambam says olin. And he doesn't say ali yirok is not. Because it doesn't matter what you're writing on. As long as the ink is a davar miskayim, it's good. And that's also the pshat of roshim on the ur. Even though there the Gaon says, there lechayr, the ink is not a davar miskayim by roshim al ur. You have to know. Falak upon him, this is what the Achreinim say. The Pri Chodesh and the Beis Shmuel, the Magen Mishnah already says, he says, ulai. He already says the Svara. So by Gittin, all you need is one din. You need it to be a davar miskayim. So Nami says it doesn't really answer the steer we're having in the Mishnah Berurah itself. Because if it's not a davar miskayim, if the ink is not a davar miskayim, the mashkim, the meperes, so even if it's miskayim for Shabbos, it's b'chalma called a ksav. Even for Gittin, it's not a ksav. So you'll be potim etzad that. But let's say the ink is a davar miskayim, but the paper is not miskayim. So that's a pterub lachs machshavas. So there the Mishnah Berurah might be right in that case, that there the Yisrael is being miskayim for Shabbos. And that would be good enough to be called lachs machshavas. So the Rajbah says not that way. The Rajbah says Shabbos and Gittin have the same din. Vice is the Rajbah held that this whole din miskayim here is alts misad the ksav. And it's true by Gittin as well. It's the same din. Anything that's not miskayim doesn't have a teres ksav. Saiba Shabbos, Saiba Gittin. Nothing to do with Malach Smachshevis. Could be whatever's Miskayim Lagabi Teres Ksav is a male Miskayim Lagabi Malach Smachshevis. But there's no extra din by Shabbos. By Shengen the Rambam holds the field of Echreinam on the fire that Lagabi the Ksav itself, that's only the ink. But the paper wouldn't have to be Miskayim. But the Rambam holds that the paper by Shabbos has to be Miskayim, but not by Gittin. That's by Shabbos, you need a new thing, you need Malach Smachshevis. So the Gemara is only stelling through Shabbos to get in Lagabe the ink, because that's taka is another necessity. You need a ksav. But there's another din by Shabbos, I guess from the Tosefta, that you need the paper to miskayim. That's a din mitzad lach smach Shabbos. And now let's see the next sugya, the sugya of ksav Lagabe ksav. The Mishnah says, the ksav Lagabe ksav is potter. So the Gemara says, man tana, who holds that way? It goes not like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda says that if somebody has to write the Shem Hashem, the Shem Havaya, and he didn't realize that, he thought he was supposed to write Yehuda, but he wrote Yehuda wrong, and he didn't put in the Dalits, he ended up writing the Shem Havaya, but it wasn't Lishma, it wasn't the Shem Hashem, so Mavav Kulmus and Makacha, he could again write over the ink on the Shem Havaya and make it a Kaddish of Rabbi Yehuda. V'chomay mein Hashem in a Mufcher. Reb Yehuda holds that a ksav l'gabe ksav is called a ksav. You see that it makes the shame kosher. You see you have a kosher shame, even though you wrote it mitchil l'shloi l'shma, but now that you write it again l'shma, so now it's kosher. Chacham hold it's not a good shame. So meila, according to the chacham, it's not a ksiva, but according to Yehuda is a ksiva. Ad kan the Gemara. So Teiz has a kasha, the Gemara in Gittin has a machlekes of Chista and Avacha Reb Yaakov. Chista here goes the same thing he goes in Gittin. The Gemara in Gittin talks about what if the get was written shalei lishma? Get has to be written lishma, otherwise it's possible. What if it was written shalei lishma and you want to write it over lishma? Marvel of kumis. So if Chista says bana machaykes Yehuda v'rabbanan, according to Yehuda it works, according to Rabbanan it doesn't. But if Yaakov says maybe according to everyone it works, because by Sefer Torah it's different because here it says zakeli v'anveyu. But by get according to everyone it works. So Rav Achav Yaakov is learning, the Chum say ain't a shame in a mufcha, not because it's not a ksav. Ain't a shame in a mufcha means it's not zakei levan veyu, but it is a ksav. So according to that, the Mishnah goes like nobody. Rav Chista says that the Mishnah doesn't go like Rav Yehuda, because according to Rav Yehuda, it's a ksav. The Rabbanan hold it's not a ksav. Rav Yaakov says the Rabbanan just said in a shame and a mufchar. It's not a kelev and veyu. Faisis the maskim, it's a ksav. So the Mishnah goes like nobody. See, that misses the Rishonim bring the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, what's pshat in Rav Chista? The Chari of Achav Yaakov is right. The Chum just said, ain't a shame in a mufchad. Didn't say it's not a ksav. So Rishonim bring, the Yerushalmi asks his kashin, the Yerushalmi says, they mean l'dvarecha. We hold it's b'chol not a ksav. You hold it's a ksav, but I'll upon him, ain't a shame in a mufchad, it's missing Zakeli van Vey. Rav Achav Yaakov holds, no. They hold it is a ksav. It's just it's missing Zakeli van Vey. So what's the pshat? So Zak Taisis, that there's a chiluk. Because the emphasis of the Gemara there is mavur, that was a daf chaf in Gittin, and daf yates in Gittin is mavur, that a diayel gabe diayel is not called a ksav. So Taisis there already asked the kasha. So Taisis says there's a difference. Stam to write a ksav on another ksav, you're not being moist if anything, that's not a ksav. But when you first write a chaloy lishma, and then you improve it by writing lishma, so you're misakin it, so then it works. And then it's a ksav according to everyone. That's what Rav Achav Yaakov holds. Really, ksav l'gab ksav, if you're not misakin anything, it doesn't work. So mele, it's not a ksav. So mele, you potter and Shabbos. Hashenki, the reason why it works by a get, and by Sefer Torah also would work if it wouldn't be for Zakeli van Veyu, is because you're misakin. The first one was Shaloi Lishma, now you made it Lishma. So you changed it, you made it better. So Eva Zai, so why is Rav Chista say it's like Rabbi Yehuda? Maybe we're talking about we're not being misakin anything. So Taisa says, because if Chista want to learn the Mishnah, it's Tumat B'chol Inyan. Since the Mishnah says, Stam, Ksav L'gab B'Ksav is Pater, if Chista understood, that means B'chol Inyan, no matter what you do. So that's not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds if you misakin it. So then already it's a Ksav, so you'd be Chayiv on Shabbos. Elamai goes like the Rabbanan hold, you can't be misakin it, doesn't work. But Rachav Yaakov holds it works according to everyone. Just by Sefer Torah it doesn't work. It's a Kelev Maveya, but again it works according to everyone. So Rachav Yaakov and Behechach have to learn the Mishnah that we're talking about not being Misakin. And when not being Misakin, everyone's masking Yipotah. That kind of tesis. Now Rishayin and the Gittin, the Ramban, and the Ridva and the Ran, they say a different teretz. They say that any Chanami Lagabe Gittin, it's a Ksan, and who would then Lagabe Sefer Torah if it wouldn't be for Zekelev Maveya? But Lagabe Shabbos is different. Shabbos machs machshavas esoteria. Lagabe Shabbos, even though it's a ksav lagabe get, it's called lishma. It's a ksav lagabe sefer Torah, except it's not zekeli van veyu. But Lagabe Shabbos, you're not chayim mishum kaisa, because the letter was there before. Being masakan is not enough to be called a ksiva. That's the Rishonim teretz on Taisa's kasha. Taisa's holds it's the same gather. If it's called a ksiva lagabe get, well, the Gabbai Sefer Torah, so then the Gabbai Shabbos will be Chayiv Kesev. You say, well, no, you can Mechal, it could be called the Ksiva, the Gabbai Get, you Mesakin, the old Ksav. But the Gabbai Shabbos being Mesakin, the old Ksav is not after Mechayiv, because the Ksav was there before, you're not Mechadish, a new Ksav, so Mele, you won't be Chayiv on Shabbos. So I saw the Pnei of Shabbos, that's the Kasha, obvious Kasha. So what's Pshat HaBizay in Rav Chista? Why did Rav Chista say it's like Rav Yehuda? Rav Yehuda just says the Gabbai Sefer Torah, it's a Ksav. Mech Teis is a Ksav, the Gabbai Shabbos. Hazak the Pnei Hashabbos Richtig, Lachaya, that they're only saying in Rav Achav Yaakov. Rav Achav Yaakov holds the Kuli Alm Ksav. And Amishan says, Ksav Lagav Ksav doesn't work. Alamai, you have to mechalak between Shabbos and other things. That Shabbos and Max Mashabbos. Rav Chista that holds that according to Rabbanan is not a Ksav. So then you can set Zayin in the Mishnah according to Rabbanan. And not be mechalak between Shabbos and anything else. And if Yehuda holds it's a ksav, who would the Lagabe Shabbos ksav? And the Rabbanan hold the Lagabe Shabbos is not a ksav, Lagabe another, because they hold this b'chol not a ksav. But l'chayi k'shtel z'chav, so Mela, if you see Rav Chista doesn't hold the Yisvar, Rav Chista holds that since if Yehuda holds it's not a ksav, Lagabe Sefer Torah, so Ivazai, it's not a ksav, Lagabe Shabbos also. So when you see Rav Achav Yaakov holds the Yisvar, Elamai have a kasha, because according to Rav Achav Yaakov, the loy command. But mecha tesis, tesis svarim, maybe say like tesis. That's somebody not being masakin anything. Or they have another teretz there in Banan and Vod. Maybe you could say some at Sikra al Gabi, you're making it worse. But why is this telling the machlokes of Chistam and Rav Achav Yaakov? But I want to tell you, there's a svar in the Svas Emes and I so brought down the Gerayi, the Maral says the same Svara, which I think would make lichtig the other Rishaynim, the Ramban and the Ritva and the Ran, who make lichtig the other Rishaynim to understand the Machlaikas of Chistin of Acha B'Yankov. His family says his Asvar. He says, according to Rav Acha B'Yankov, what's the Machlaikas of Yudin the Rabbanan? Stam? Have you the holds, Marvel of Kulmus and Makachai? And the Rabbanan holds of Sar and Zakhela Van Veyu. And what's Pshat Rav Yehuda? He holds his Nalak Sar and Van Veyu. And the Rabbanan holds it doesn't look nice, and if he does, it does look nice. That's the Machlaikas. Epshinat. Epshinat Machlaikas is Gar Lomdish and Machlaikas. Rabbi Yehuda holds, when you make a ksav on top of a ksav, the first ksav is batul, and all you have is the second ksav. The first ksav, since it's covered over, doesn't exist. And all I have is the second ksav. That's it. That's what I have. So, oiva zai, there's no promise of kelim aveyu, it's a whole new ksav. It's on top of another ksav. That's not a ksav as a kelim aveyu. Mashayin kain, the Rabbanan hold, no. According to Rav Acha B'Yankov, the Rabbanan hold, that it's one big sav. Navas. The Rabbanan hold that even though it's one big sav, but now you could add lishma to the sav later. It wasn't lishma, and now I'm adding lishma, so now I'm making the letter, I'm being misak, and I'm making the letter lishma. But I'm not making a new sav. So that's what the Rabbanan hold. Ain't a shame in a mufcha. By get, that works. Because by get, I added lishma to the get, now it's lishma. But by sefer Torah, if I have a shame which is not written lishma, and I add lishma to it later, but the etzim shame wasn't written lishma, that's a chsar in zakei levan veyu. That's missing something. That's a chsar in zakei levan veyu. If I get it, it's okay, because I can add lishma. But I say for Torah, if I have an askar which is really not lishma, I just added lishma, that's a chsar in zakei levan veyu. So in Mela, lefi Rav Yehuda, it's a whole new ksav, v'chayev on Shabbos. That's what misnisen, like Rav Yehuda. Lefidra abundance is saying ksav, even though you're being masakin, but you're just being masakin, that you're not chayiv on Shabbos. So mele by get it would work, and by teftar it won't work, because that's a promise of kelev aveir, because I'm not making a new ksav, being masakin the old ksav. That's takin of shan nirishenim. Taisa doesn't hold it as far. That's why Sam is saying it to say a teres on Taisa. Taisa doesn't hold it as far. Taisa holds, if it works, come Taisa, it's called a ksav. If it's called a ksav, you should be chayiv on Shabbos, period. So according to Rav Chista, it's a shayla if it works. Rav Yehuda holds it works. Rav Yehuda holds it doesn't. So if Rav Yehuda holds it works, he chayav on Shabbos, masisin loyker Rav Yehuda. And according to Rav Acha B'Yakov, everyone holds it works. It just doesn't work like I would say for Teresa, Kalev Aveya, but again, everyone holds it works. So everyone should be chayav on Ksiva. So what's pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah is when you're not masakin. When you're not masakin, so then you didn't add anything to the ksav, it's not called the ksav. That's Taisus. But the Rishayim say no. The Ramban, the Ritva, the Ran, and Gittin, they all say, even if you're Masakin, so it's good enough for Get, but it's not good enough for Shabbos, because the Maisa, you didn't make a Ksav, the Ksav was there already. But this is the Machlaikas of Chizkin and Rav Acha B'Yankov. Rav Chista holds there's no such thing as being Masakin. It doesn't exist. If it's a new Ksav, then you have a Ksav, then it's Minam Mufcha also. If the Rabbana is saying it's not Minam Mufcha, come to us, it's not a new Ksav. If it's not a new Ksav, it can't be Masakin. Why are they saying Minam Mufcha? Let's Berecha, like the Yerushalmi says. But really, there's no such thing as being masakin. That's Rav Chista Shita. If it doesn't work by Sefer Torah, it doesn't work by Get. If it doesn't work by Sefer Torah and by Get, Savadi Yipater and Shabbos, there's no such thing as being masakin. Rav Acha B'Yankov says no. Maybe there's such a thing as being masakin. Why doesn't it work by Sefer Torah? Because the Chsaran is a Kalev Aveyu. But there is such a thing as being masakin. But Rav Yehuda that doesn't hold the Chsaran is a Kalev Aveyu, he holds it's more than being masakin. He holds, you're making a whole new Ksav. So the Rishonim that are saying that when you're Masakin, that only works by Gep and not by Shabbos. And Shabbos is the same Ksav. Now you're being Masakin it. Being Masakin it doesn't work for Shabbos, because you didn't create the Ksav. You just were Masakin the Ksav. You're not Chayiv on Shabbos for that. It's the same Ksav. You just were Masakin it. That's not a Chayiv Shabbos. If I get it works, because you're being Masakin the Ksav. I say for Torah, it's a Chsar and Zekele Maveyu. But by Shabbos, you're going to be Potter. Now, Shein Kain, according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav Chista Lamashu, holds there's no such thing as being Masakin. And even according to Rav Acha B'Yankov, Rav Yehuda holds that there's no Ksav in Zekei Leveyu. Rav Yehuda holds it's a whole new Ksav. It's not just being Masakin. It's an Ayah Ksav. This is the Ksav. The old Ksav is gone, it's a new Ksav. Savadi Chayiv on Shabbos. You're only Mechal between Shabbos and Gittin in the Rabbanan and Rav Acha B'Yankov that hold it could be Masakin Ksav. It's the old Ksav. But you're being Masakin the Ksav. That works for Kin, that doesn't work for Shabbos. Mashenkin and Avchista, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Avchista all stami can't be Masakin Iksav. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda always it works. That's because it's a new Iksav, a new Iksav. Adigin Michaev and Shabbos. Azevet Eiskum and according to Rishainim, Lefidus Svar of this Vasemis in the Gurayay. Now one last Indian. The Gemara brings Amrav Ami Kosev Eis Achis B'Tveri V'Achis B'Tzipari Chayiv. You write one letter in Tveria and one letter in Tzipari Chayiv. Ksivi El Shemachusa Kreva. It's considered writing. It's just missing. Bring them together. But even though then right now not together, but you could bring them together. And the Gemara Sakasha V'Tanang Kosev Ashnei Kaisli Bayis Ashnei Dafi Pinkus Vein Nagin Zem Zepater. If you write it on two pages of a pinkus of a ledger or two walls, and they don't read together, your potters. So here in Tveri and Tzipari, you can't read them together. So Mar says, "Hasa mechusa meis of the kreva." Hasa le mechusa meis of the kreva. But Tveri and Tzipari, you just have to bring them together. You don't have to do anything. Mashenge by a wool, you're gonna have to cut it out. They says you have to be tzitza. You're gonna have to cut out the letters. They're not gonna be. Not you're not able to carve them all together without cutting them, and that's already a meis. So that's already not considered mechusa kreva. Ad kan the sugya. So here we get into an inyan that the Achreinim discuss. The Levush, I think, was the first one to raise the issue. And the Levush in Simen Shin Mem says that if you have a book and it's written letters on the pages of the book, like by a library book, where they stamp letters on the pages, or someone writes letters on the pages of a book, are you allowed to open and close the book on Shabbos? The Levush says you're not, and declares maybe it's even Issa Deraisa, because when you open the book, you're doing Meichik. When you're closing it, you're doing kaisiv, and it's meichik amanas lichtoiv, because you're planning on closing it again. Maybe it's even nisa deraisa. Chayim are bothered. Why would it be nisa deraisa? It's not your kavana. It's not your kavana to, might be a psikresha, but it's not your kavana, it's a psikresha l'nichalei, to make a ksiv and a mechika. While kapana levush holds it's aser, it's ksiv and mechika to open up the book and close the book. And our chayim then a chayshish for it, the Magen Avram, and the Maim Amorichai, the Mishabur says, l'chadchili should be machmer. But most are chayim amekel. And, Ramah in the Tshuva writes, in the Kufi Taz, in Tshuva's Ramah, he writes a whole Tshuva to be mekel, and the Taz in Shemem is also mekel. He was marmish mechavim to Ramah. At the end he writes that he heard that there's a Tshuva in the Ramah, he didn't see it. And he was marmish mechavim a lot to what the Ramah writes. The Chachmas Adam is as well about it. And many achreinim come out lekula. So that's the chayyeh that halacha meikir adin. You could be mekel. It's just a yesh lahachma because of the shittas that hold the tzaser. But what's the svaris lekula? There are really two svaris. The Magen Avraham says a svaris, which is one the Mishnah Berurah brings down, that it's asi liftayach velinol, kind of like opening a door and closing a door. It's not called baina because that's the purpose. Here, that's what's meant. It's meant to be open and closed. You can't be say that you're doing a ksiva mechika. That's the derech tashmisha of the sefer. You can't have a din kaisiv meichik. The Ramah Taka writes that svar at the end of the tshuva. He compares it to assembling and disassembling a bed or a menorah. If it's roughly, that's not called a siyas kli, because that's the way the kli works. The Chazei Nish, Simen Samachalos of Katan Aleph, he says, what's the svaris of the Eishrim? The svaris that by binyan, opening and closing a door, binyan is the point of creating a structure or destroying a structure. If it's meant to be open and closed, so then it's not called a binyan. Mashenken ksiva the ikis ksav. Even if it's meant to be written and erased, then you have a blackboard. I mean, it's meant to write on it and erase it and write on it and erase it. I've added that would be aser. That's why it's not so pashut the center. By binyan, that's the thing. Binyan means to create a kli. Here it's a kli. It's just supposed to be put apart, taken apart, put together. Mashenken ksiva. Because we don't have that svar. But this is the only svar the Mishnah Berurah brings down. Vaisa says this was the ikka svar. But the Ramah in the Tshuva and the Taz, Eifenait and Simen Shemem, they're both Mechamel and Davrecha, their Raya is from this Gemara. That you see that there's a svar of Elash Ksiv Elash Mechaseris Kreva. You have a Ispet Tzipari and Ispet Tveria. It's called a Ksiv, it's just missing Kreva. So Vaisa is Mechusa Kreva blinds like it's Karev. See, here also, it's already written. Even when you take it apart, it's still written, because you can put it together. It's just mechusa kreva. The Ramah says a little bit more, he brings like a raya from the Mishnah, because why did the Mishnah only talk about writing on two dapei apinkis, when it's negin zebezeh, so then it's chayiv, and when it's not negin zebezeh, then it's pater. Why don't you say another case? Let's say it's already written on two dafei pinkus, and you put them together. Then that should also be chayiv. That case is not chayiv. Otherwise, the Mishnah should have read that ice. That if you have it on two dafei pinkus, and then you put them together, it's chayiv. I says no. Vice days, since you could put them together, mechusa krev alavka mechusa meisa dami. He's saying that to Bavarin that maybe it's only lechumra. Maybe only lechumra you say that, but not lekula. Maybe you chayiv when you put them on two different places, even though it's not mechusa krev, but maybe you also chayiv in the car of them. He says it's not mestabra. Once it's uksav, so chayiv is not being meisa of anything by being the car of them, but it means it's chayiv in the Mishnah. So lefi this svara, what the Chachmas Adam said, the Chayadam says that's the Ikka svara. Lefi this svara, even if it's not meant to be put together and taken apart, but if the letters are already written and you're just putting them one next to each other, it'll be mutter. Now Rani spoke out to Avdenezu. We'll speak it out again. He says the Chari Yesh Lachalik. If the pshat is you already have letters, notice it didn't shear. Two letters is a shear. You need a shear. So there's a din, a tnai, the shear has to be in the same place. So here we're saying, but it doesn't matter, since it's mechusa krev, I have a Torah shear, because I could put it together. But if I don't have a ksav altogether, mehechat hesa mechusa krev, I could turn it into a ksav. Here I have two letters, they're both a good ksav. I'm not missing a shear. One's in Tveri, one's in Sifari. So saying it's called a shear, because I could put them together. Taisus and Afpei discusses, compares it to the case where, let's say, you're being Motzi, the two different Rishis Aramas, the Chatzi Gregorus Bezu, the Chatzi Gregorus Bezu, shall that called the Shir? So you say Mechusa Kreva by itself, it sounds like it is called Mechusa Meisa Vaksi, but it's not. But it's all a part of a Shir. Now, saying if a Bechal don't have a letter, a half a letter is not a letter, and I turn it into a letter, Al Yedeh Mechusa Kreva, maybe that will be called a Ksiva. Now, Neza wants to bring a Raya from this, that the Chuvas Ramah and the Taz, they hold, like the Magen Avos or Marcha Benet and the Karenayr and the Sfasemis and the other Achreinim that say that one ice is b'chol not a ksiva. You need two ices for the same ksiva. That's just a chsar and shir. So then it's a good raya. Just like you're saying, one ice is b'chol not a ksiva. So I only wrote one ice here and one ice there. The Teretz says, but since I could put them together, it becomes a ksiva. So who would then do half ices? Since I could put them together, it's already considered a ksiva. So it's not kaisiv and meichik when I take it apart. But if you hold that an ice is called a ksiva, it's just missing a shear, it's trying to bring a rayim. Chayy good taina from the Avnei Nezer. Al Gabanim, that's what it says in the Chuvas Ramah, and the Taz was mechavin to it, that just like ice achas b'tvei and eichas b'tzibayri, it's called a ksiva, it's just mechus a kreva here, and then also when the safe is open, it's called kasev, it's just mechus a kreva, so mele can't be called mechik and kasev. And the Ramah says the other svara also, at the end of the Chuva, that the chalice is the derech to open and to close it. So you have both these svaris to be mekel b'chai gavna.